Proclamation number 7019, dated the January 17th, 1958. The sacrifice on the cross was offered for time and eternity. I accomplished the act of salvation for all times. As long as the return of the fallen spirit is not yet complete, the time will come one day when his spirit will live as a human being on earth, and during this time it will need my help, which will be guaranteed by Jesus Christ's act of salvation. The blessings gained on the cross have to be claimed during this time if the human being finally wants to be liberated from his shackle which had caused his fall into the abyss, and which my adversary had put on him and was able to put on him because the beings had followed him voluntarily. Hence time and again a brief period of time will come for the once fallen spirit when it merely has to turn to the divine Savior Jesus Christ, and thereby also acknowledge me myself again in Jesus Christ. And this brief period of time is the life of a human being on earth, when the being receives its free will back and has to make a decision yet again. Without help he could never make this decision because my adversary still keeps him in captivity. But due to my act of salvation it is possible for the human being to make this decision. He only needs to make use of the blessings acquired for him to enable him to resist and to liberate himself from the opposing control. And for as long as the earth serves as a place for the spirit to mature, for as long as people live on this earth, Jesus Christ's sacrifice on the cross will be humanity's only guarantee of releasing itself from all bondage. Because it was offered for time and eternity, it will never solely belong to the past, and it will never solely be effective at the present time. All future periods of redemption on this earth will only be successful in the sign of the cross for the souls who are embodied as human beings on earth. And even in the kingdom of the beyond, Jesus' redeeming strength can still be used. The divine Redeemer has to be called upon in the beyond too, because then my sacrifice on the cross, and thus I myself, will still be acknowledged, and only this will lead to the separation from my adversary, which is to happen sooner or later if the being wants to attain blissfulness. I accomplished the act of salvation as a human being on this earth, and this was a particularly blessed earthly period during which many of the once fallen spirits could have started on the path of return to me. But their will was not and can never be compelled. Consequently, countless more creations will still have to emerge, or infinitely many periods of creation will still have to follow. But they will all be governed by the act of salvation, because there cannot be redemption without Jesus Christ, although my merciful love will consistently convey the knowledge of the sacrifice on the cross and the acquired treasure of blessings to humanity. Time and again my spirit will be able to teach enlightened people, and time and again they will be able to understand all correlations and thus will also be able to truthfully explain the meaning of Jesus' act of salvation to others, the act of my human manifestation on earth, and the deification of the man Jesus. And this knowledge will be taken along from one earthly period into the next and will never ever be lost. Since the act of mercy was accomplished for all human beings, for all people past, present and future. And no one's fallen being can return to me if it does not voluntarily allow itself to be redeemed by Jesus Christ. Amen.